annual for moms, you wing it. Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you fail. Who is this and what was your mom fail?
This is Lauren. I'm from Stoughton, and let's just say I need to get better at quality control.
I understand that. Go ahead. What's the story?
Okay, so my daughter had her 6th birthday coming up, and she loves those LOL dolls, the little ones, the big ones, anything and everything, right? And it was just an obvious choice for her cake decorations. And I went to the grocery store bakery, which they've done amazing cakes and decorations for us in the past. And I went in with this little picture that I had found online and a couple of her little dolls and accessories. And there were polka dots and squiggly lines on the top of the cake for extra decoration. And the morning of her birthday, I was getting birthday stuff, you know, all ready. And I, you know, was just had a lot of stuff going on. So I sent my husband to pick up the cake. And he brings it home. I ask him if it's adorable. He looks at me like, it's a cake. You know how they do?
Such a man.
And I knew that he hadn't even looked at it, but I was sure it was cute and delicious. So we have family over for dinner and it's cake time. And I pull the cake out of the box and remember the polka dots and the squiggly lines that I just mentioned. Those did not look like the picture I had given them. Rather than putting them randomly all over the cake, those dots and the lines were put on the cake together.
Okay.
So my 6-year-old daughter's cake looked like there were little, sperms all over it. And it wasn't just me. Like, all of the adults started laughing the minute that they took a look at it. And, of course, my daughter had no idea what was going on. But, man, next time I'm going to be sure to be the one that picks up the cake because it just felt like the biggest mom fail ever.
Yep. Welcome to the club, Lauren. Together we proudly fail every single day.